I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Liquid biopsy is used in precision medicine, especially to assist with the treatment of cancer. To talk about liquid biopsy is Dr. Cynthia Schondel. She is a professor of pathology and laboratory medicine and medical director of the Cytogenetic and Genomic Lab at MUSC. Dr. Schondel, tell us about precision medicine in the context of cancer treatment. What are we talking about?
Well, precision medicine for cancer treatment is currently often referring specifically to targeted therapies in cancer. For example, there are tumors where you need to know the genetic mutations in the tumor in order to treat them effectively.
And this is where liquid biopsy might come into the picture?
That's right. So rather than having to have the tissue, which can be very invasive to get a biopsy or a resection, you can perhaps just use blood in some cases.
And then in a typical cancer treatment scenario, how exactly might that liquid biopsy be useful information?
There are a couple of places it can be useful. At the outset, upon diagnosis, you may want to use liquid biopsy to see if you have one of those targets. Mutations in your tumor, and you can see this in the liquid biopsy. And then if your tumor progresses, maybe you want to see at that point whether your mutational status has changed, which might affect your therapy.
What are the advantages in these scenarios then for using blood or using a liquid biopsy?
The main advantage is to the patient, so they don't have to go in for more procedures, but rather just a blood draw. It is also very good for the public health system as well, because as you might imagine, getting a liquid biopsy is also much less expensive to the system than it would be to get a more invasive procedure done.
Dr. Schondel, when you use liquid biopsy in this kind of scenario you're talking about related to cancer treatment, what really is going on either under the microscope or in the lab as far as the pathologist assessing this blood?
Well, the blood is then processed in such a way that we're able to extract the DNA that's floating in the plasma rather than the DNA in the cellular components. So that's the challenge, is to find that very small fraction of DNA that's mutated in a bunch of normal DNA floating around in the bloodstream.
Is liquid biopsy being developed so that it can be used in a much broader way as far as detecting cancer early or cancer treatment?
The future of liquid biopsy is huge. It's possible that they may be able to develop a sensitive enough test where they may be able to screen for cancer in the future. But right now, we're very much concentrated on very specific applications, particularly in treatment.
Any breakthroughs or interesting research on the horizon related to liquid biopsies?
Absolutely. Every day there's something new. So one thing that they're interested in using the liquid biopsy for is to figure out when they can actually stop chemotherapy treatment. So when the liquid biopsy is negative for a period of time, there's an opportunity to consider discontinuing chemotherapy and other therapies.
And is that something being used now or simply under development for possible future use?
It is largely a research application at this point.
Dr. Schondel, thanks for this information about liquid biopsy.
You're very welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.